This morning, the cruise ship Norwegian Dawn returned to New York Harbor, much to the relief of the 2,000 passengers still aboard. A week-long cruise to the Bahamas took an ugly turn late on Friday when waves as high as 70 feet pounded the ship, flooding 62 cabins, breaking several windows, and injuring several passengers. Many of them feared they might meet the same fate as the guests on the Titanic. About 300 disembarked on Saturday in Charleston, South Carolina, where the ship stopped for repairs. One of them was Ellen Tassero, who was traveling with her husband, and she joins us now by cell phone. She's pulled off to the side of the road there in New Jersey. Nice to have you on the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. But what about you? What happened on Friday night?
Oh, it was just terrifying. The seas just got horrendous, and they just kept plowing that ship through them. They didn't reroute us or anything. They just plowed us through those seas. And actually, it started Friday morning, and it went all day Friday, right into Friday night and Saturday, until they finally pulled us into Charleston.
Did you see any of these giant waves?
Oh, yeah, I saw them. I had one of the owner's suites on the 10th floor. I had a front balcony, and I had a side balcony, and I saw it. My whole room was damaged, furniture thrown all over the place, tables thrown, food thrown, glasses. It was horrendous. And we left our room, I would say, probably Friday night at around 11 o'clock out of fear for our own safety. And we went down, and my husband and I stayed in the reception area in midship. And we stayed there for the next 12 or 14 hours. And, yeah, I saw the waves.
Was the crew helpful? Did they help people?
The crew was very helpful. As far as the upper echelon, we were really never notified about what they were doing, you know, if they were going to get us off of this, out of this. The passengers, it was pandemonium because no one knew anything. There was fear. There was anger. It was a horrible, ugly, ugly scene.
And you got off in South Carolina. You just didn't want to risk it.
Yes. Well, luckily for us, or unluckily, our room was one of the rooms that got destroyed. So they chartered a flight and flew 80 of us home that evening.
And I gather now you're on your way back home.
No, actually, I got home Sunday morning about 5 o'clock in the morning.
I see. So looking on this experience, was there one moment that was particularly scary?
Yeah, it was about 6:30 in the morning, and that's when I believe that the wave that came that broke the windows happened. It was so scary. What happened was the captain decided to pull it over to the left. He turned it port side, and now the ship was rocking sideways instead of front and back.
Instead of hitting the waves head on, yeah.
Yes, and the ship was actually turning so much that I said to my husband, it's going to tip, and we're going in this water. We have to start making plans to how we're going to survive in this water. We have to get it into our head and face it. Because we have two children we had to get home to. The first time we ever went on vacation without our children.
Planning another cruise anytime soon?
No. Never, ever, ever again. I'm not going on water ever again.
Ellen Tassero, congratulations, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ellen Tassero was a passenger on the Norwegian Dawn and joined us by cell phone from New Jersey. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.